Welcome back to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast, Dr. Matt Olson, who is the president of Northland International University. Dr. Les Olala, also co-host of the broadcast, is away on a ministry venture. Matt, we've been sitting in the studio for the last number of broadcasts, talking together with a good friend, Steve Wiggum, who the Lord brought to Northland recently for the purpose of helping us communicate effectively a wonderful change or addition that God has brought about in our ministry. And I wonder if you could just speak to that for a few moments, and then we want to kind of zero in on one aspect of that.
Well, I think that when we started talking a year ago with Steve just about the need for Northland as part of our stewardship is to better communicate what we do. And because we felt that even though we had a very substantive, strong ministry here of preparing young people for Great Commission living, we didn't do a real good job in communicating that. And the nature of the Great Commission is communication. It's not just that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. There's been given to the church a responsibility of communicating that. And I think that that fits right in with what we do here. And so, Steve, it's been a great, great help for us. And what we did recently was we took the four primary entities that we have been already involved in here at Northland, and we built an overarching canopy over the four. The four entities are Northland Baptist Bible College, Northland Graduate School, Northland Online, and then Northland Center for Global Opportunities. Those are all ministries that will continue and, Lord willing, flourish. Northland Baptist Bible College, as we look forward to this coming year, it looks as though our enrollment will be up. And so we see that as a vital, vital part, and that is not changing. The college is not changing at all, but we have created the overarching canopy, Northland International University, that will serve to communicate and advance those four entities. It will also serve as really a ticket to help some of our students get into restricted access countries. The nature of what we do is very international, and I think that not only do we receive lots of students from other countries, our students go to other countries, they're trained in other countries as part of our program. So it's a very exciting time.
You know, as a pastor of Brookside Baptist Church, which is really a great privilege and an honor for me, I always appreciate the good educational institutions that God has raised up around the country where our young people can be trained. And we realize Northland isn't the only place where that happens. Certainly we are partnering with Northland in the Word for Life broadcast. But Steve, maybe you could address this. What is it that you see about Northland and the things that God has been doing recently to help us anchor more firmly to our mission and really to sharpen our focus? How do you see all of that serving local churches like Brookside?
Wow, there's so much to be said here. One of the things, I'm just going to do a little bit of a personal thing here. Working with Matt and the administration at Northland has been an absolute blessing. I came up to Northland to help them solve their communications problems, and I think they probably helped me more than I've helped them. It's been wonderful to see that there is a way to live out the Great Commission purely and keep that focus straight just the way they have been doing at Northland for so many years. Being able to pray with these guys has led me to believe again that the Great Commission is the primary focus for the Christian life and be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone. They've been doing that. Northland International University allows them to tell that story better. That's the reason why they made the change, and I think it's a great change.
So it's not a new story.
It really isn't. If you think about it, they have been doing these things. Northland Baptist Bible College is still part of the fabric, just like Matt was talking about. It's still there. Everything else that they've been doing is now being able to come into play. People are now aware that Northland Baptist Bible College has always been, since 1988, had a graduate school, and has now got the Center for Global Opportunities. They've been doing a lot of other things that you normally would never think of a Bible college doing. They've been doing, they just haven't really explained it well. It was a simple idea of saying, well, you got to just help people understand it by renaming yourself or calling yourself by an overarching name that would include all the elements that you already have.
So same story, expanded scope.
Yeah, it really is. It's just, it really has expanded, and it already has expanded. It's not that they are expanding, it already has expanded. And that is what really makes the story very easy to tell.
And so we're anchored to the same mission, we've sharpened our focus,
yeah,
and we're expanding our scope. How do you see that expansion happening?
Well, I think that we expand the scope because any ministry starts small. And I think that that's the way Brookside was when they began as a new church. When our church started in Denver, it was just two people. So, I mean, every ministry
was
starts.
One of them Diane?
Yeah, well, you got to figure that, didn't you? You figured that.
It's pretty bad you started a church and your wife doesn't even come.
she didn't play the piano, so.
Yeah, there we go.
The problem is I can't sing.
So you were the choir.
But the ministry starts small, but that's really the nature of the Great Commission. When Christ gave the marching orders of the gospel at the end of the gospels and then in Acts 1:8, it began in Jerusalem. Well, by the end of the New Testament era, we find it had exploded into Europe, and Paul's intent was to go to Spain. So it went from what I say local, then regional, cross-cultural, and then global. And I think that's been the story of Northland. Northland started out as a local Bible camp, Baptist camp. And then it expanded into a Bible Institute, into a college and a grad school and online and Center for Global Opportunities. And, you know, there are many, many things that expand. And I think that's the nature. The gospel message never changed. It's very simple. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And also it is done through the church. You mentioned that a little earlier about Brookside. And I think that we've got to come back to the roots of the form that God has established, the structure for carrying out the Great Commission, is the local church. And church planting is the method to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. What we look at the Northland International University is coming alongside the church to assist in the process of helping their young people to grow.
And you know, Matt, you've had that burden, and you've brought people here in the 7 years that you've served as a president that share that burden to plant churches. I know you planted a church. That's the path God had for you. And I think you told me at one time out of that church, there were six or seven other churches that were planted in the Denver and greater Denver area. And then more recently, God used you to bring another church planting pastor with a church planting heart, Dick Fellers, to the staff. And he's been planting a church maybe 45 minutes from here. And then we have a group of staff members who went out and planted a church in a little town not too far away from here. So church planting really here has really taken on a focus in terms of taking the gospel perhaps where the gospel isn't, even in some of these little towns way up in the northern woods.
Well, we come back to that phrase that I think is going to become more and more plastered over everything we do, go where the gospel isn't. Okay, so let's say a graduate takes up that challenge. I'm going to go where the gospel isn't. I'm going to be that candle that burns in a dark place. Well, okay, you go there, you share the gospel, people come to Christ. What happens next? Plant a church, start a church. And then out of that church, you're going to have people growing and young men that feel called into ministry. They want to serve God. Those are your future pastors for further church plans. And then you have the big question, okay, now how are we going to train them? How are we going to equip these people to be able to carry this on? And that's where a place like Northland comes in to assist, not to oversee the local church, but to come alongside and to assist the church.
I tell you what, if there's anybody out there who just needs a good shot in the arm and get them excited about the Great Commission again, I've been around Matt and his team for quite some time, and Sam, just talking with you, you ought to just come up to Northland. I'm a businessman. I've done a lot of things for businesses, and they've asked me to help them communicate their benefits and their distinct differences, and I've done that for them. But to actually see something that's real and true, and then to be able to talk about that and communicate that on the behalf of them, like we've been able to do for Northland, has been one of the greatest joys of my career. And if you're ever feeling jaded, like I was, I was very jaded when I came up here, just saying, you know, what, I really lost faith in what was happening in the Christian church. And I started saying, what's happening here? Was this real? Is this all? And then to come here and to see that people are really living out the Great Commission the way they are, and they're doing everything they possibly can to expand that, to move it out into the world, and to train people and get them all excited and realize that God has a great workout for us, has been one of the best blessings I've had in my Christian life in a long, long time.
You know, one of the ways some of you listening may be resonating to what you're hearing, and you just say, you know, I need some encouragement. It's not just my kids. I need some encouragement. I go to work every day, and it's hard, and I don't work in a Christian environment, and I'm not sure I know how to share my faith, and I need some encouragement to come back to my church refreshed. Every summer we have family camp. We have four or five family camps. And even if your church doesn't come to family camp, that doesn't mean you can't come to family camp. And I know, Matt, you've been involved in family camp here all summer. How does that work for somebody?
Well, a family camp is a time where you can come up to one of the most beautiful spots in the world, I think, and be surrounded by a staff that has a passion for Christ and just wants to serve. And I think with Steve Pettit and all of those that are here for our summer months just are given to that. And you have leisure time, you have fun, you don't have to worry about your kids, where they're running off to, they're well supervised, and that there's a spiritual emphasis that continues to drive home these principles, spiritual growth, helping people in their marriages or families and their relationships and that sort of thing. And that's really how this ministry began, and camp is still a vital part. It's not part of our higher education endeavors, but it is a vital part and intricately woven together in the fabric of everything else that we do. To me, it is where we find many of our future students. They'll come up here and they'll think, you know what, I want more of that. I want what I received at camp spiritually, I want in my further education to be woven into the fabric of that.
And I'm thankful for our camp. I know there are other good camps out there, Trail Ridge, some of the others that would be places where people could get the same kind of refreshment. But those are ways in which our listeners can take advantage, Steve, of the very thing that you're talking about. How do I reignite my personal passion for the gospel? How do I take that into my family? How do I help my kids with this? How do I do this in my church? I'd love to see that spirit in my church. How do I do that in my church? How would you guys talk to somebody like that?
Focusing on the Great Commission has been one of the best things that's happened to me, and I just want to thank Northland for allowing me to focus on that again. I had just lost sight of it for a time. One of the best things that has been a gift since I've been a part of being around Northland is a time of prayer, and I have been amazed about how wonderful it has been to reignite with my Heavenly Father. And it grew stale for a while. It grew stale. But when you see the people that are involved at Northland and how committed they are to these kinds of things, you will realize that all of us have this wonderful gift that has been given to us in the form of Northland, and I would love for anybody to take advantage of it. I'm really excited about what you guys are doing here. There's a lot of wonderful opportunity for people who are, the way I was, struggling with just saying, what is all this about? And can I really live a life of passion and live the life that Christ has called me to live? This is a great place to get recharged.
When you say go where the gospel isn't, well, go do what? Go live the transformed life and declare the good news. To me, it's a declaration, and that's why when we graduate a class, it's not just going out there to do a work. They are just going out to herald a message.
The cross is the center of our justification and our sanctification, transformation, but it's also our motivation to go.
Right. Yes.
And on that note, we're going to have to wrap up this broadcast. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless.